Thanks for joining us. I'm Kenny Choi.
And I'm Michelle Griego. This is your Pix Now update.
Today, thousands of customers are still without power in the North Bay. This after emergency officials intentionally shut off electricity in 12 Northern California counties last night. KPIX 5's Jackie Ward is in Calistoga with the details.
It was a forced early bedtime for the people of Calistoga, this sleepy Napa County town, but it was intentional because PG&E turned the lights off around 8 o'clock last night. Yes, this is an extreme approach, and this is something that has never been done before, but PG&E believes this is the kind of action it takes to keep everyone safe, especially with the way weather conditions are right now. This has been a situation the electric company monitored for a lot of time over the weekend before it decided to turn the power off for more than 17,000 customers across the North Bay. PG&E has not confirmed whether this preemptive strike has anything to do with past lawsuits, but it is an unprecedented approach that people seem to be grateful for.
Yeah, and then all the houses have burned and they get sued and then people are bummed because their house burned down. This way they're like, hey, let's stop it ahead of time.
Localized wind gusts may reach up to 50 miles per hour. Combine that with very low humidity levels and dry vegetation, it can all add up to the increased risk of extreme fire danger. The entire Calistoga Joint Unified School District is closed today, so no school for anyone who lives in Calistoga. We're unsure if they'll have school tomorrow because we're not quite sure how this outage will last yet. In Calistoga, Jackie Ward, KPIX.
And Mary is tracking the dry and windy conditions for us. Mary?
And Michelle, it is very dry out there and still tracking strong winds, especially across the North Bay Hills and East Bay Hills. So a red flag warning still in effect until noon today for the North Bay and East Bay Hills. Dry winds are dropping relative humidity levels below 10%. So an extreme fire danger. Now, the good news, we are going to see the winds ease as we head through the afternoon and especially by tonight. The satellite and radar view, that ridge of high pressure really hasn't moved to our north, and we still have that low pressure system to our south. So the flow between those two weather features drawing in those offshore winds, and that is a dry and warm air. So there we go in Futurecast, just to show you the winds that will be easing as we head through tonight and into tomorrow. Now, because of those offshore winds, we are looking at daytime highs really soaring here. So above normal temperatures for this time of year, mid 70s in San Francisco, about 80 Oakland, Fremont, mid 80s Concord, Fairfield, and up to Santa Rosa. Back to you.
Mary, thank you. Severe flash flooding has torn through towns in southern France, killing at least 10 people and causing rivers and dams to overflow. One village had to be completely evacuated, and in some cases, the floodwaters were too powerful for emergency crews to get through, even on boats. The large amounts of water turned streets into rivers, overturning cars and cutting off roads. The Aude region has been hit the hardest. Extremely heavy rainfalls to blame for the massive flooding in France. 3 months worth of rain fell in just 6 hours overnight.
Shutting down her critics, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren released the results of a DNA analysis proving she has some distant Native American ancestry. Warren took to Twitter to put the rumors to rest, demanding President Trump to put his money where his mouth is. She tweeted to the president in part, "Remember saying on July 5th you'd give $1 million to a charity of my choice if my DNA showed Native American ancestry? Please send the check to the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center." So, what was the president's reaction to this?
No, I have no. Who cares?
Mr. President, you said you paid $1 million to charity.
I didn't say that. You better read it again.
Warren first faced scrutiny for her purported Native American heritage during her 2012 Senate race, but President Trump has revived and amplified the rhetoric as he eyes Warren as a possible presidential rival in 2020, frequently mocking her with the nickname Pocahontas.
Get ready to see some scooters rolling through the streets of San Francisco again. This time, though, they'll be tightly controlled by the SFMTA. Two companies are each being allowed to deploy 625 scooters each today. If all goes well for the first 6 months, they may be allowed to double that number. Scoot and Skip were chosen out of 12 companies who applied for the permits in San Francisco.
Heads up for commuters crossing the Bay Bridge at night. It will take you a bit longer for the next few weeks. Lanes will be closed on the western side of the bridge every night from 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. The closures will allow crews to replace seals on bridge joints. The work is expected to take place through October 27th.
Wall Street looking for a bounce back week after last week's dismal performances. The Dow is up right now, up about 65 points. Sears, meantime, is sinking. The previously dominant retail chain is filing for bankruptcy. The company, which has been around for 132 years, has had some major debt and financial issues over the past few years. Sears was unable to pay a $134 million debt payment, which was due today. Dozens of major retailers have been struggling in the years since Amazon took over.
If Tesla CEO Elon Musk gets his way, there could soon be a Tesla-branded tequila on the shelves. The electric car company filed a trademark application last week for Tesla-quila, describing it as a distilled agave liquor. However, the product is still in its early stages. Musk posted a mock-up of the bottle on Twitter last Friday with a red and tan label emblazoned with Tesla's indelible logo.
The British royal family is growing. 5 months after tying the knot, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are expecting their first child. The announcement comes as the couple is in Australia on their first overseas trip together. The family of three will live on the grounds of Kensington Palace, and they'll be across the street from Prince William and Kate, who have three children of their own.
Not currently.
They'll just be able to play together and raise their kids and have a wonderful upbringing.
The baby is due next spring and will be seventh in line to the throne.
We will be back in just an hour with our newscast at noon on KPIX.com. And you can also watch our hourly updates on any of your favorite platforms.
And be sure to leave us a review on iTunes, Amazon, and Google to let us know what you think.
PIX Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area. Meet our STEM standout, Nicole Collins Puri.
TechBridge Girls is focusing on exciting, educating, and equipping girls to really see STEM as a vehicle to economic mobility and better life's chances. We're creating an environment that says, we see you, we hear you, and we understand your journey.
Chevron and KPIX 5, teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.